So pretty. Yes, that is a harp, and the person behind it, 20-something Pat Grossi, also known as Active Child, and he looks like he'd be equally comfortable wielding a skateboard. He hails from Los Angeles by way of Denver and New Jersey. He's just released his first full-length CD, You Are All I See. The Los Angeles Times calls it one of the most original and ambitious sounds to come out of L.A. this year. High praise. Pat Grossi is on tour, and that brings him and his orange hair to Boston. Is that your hair?
It is. Yeah, this is my real hair.
That is orange.
It is. I have an orange head.
Yes, you do. Well, welcome. You also have a beautiful sound that people are raving about. When did you start playing the harp?
I started about 8 years ago when I first went to college in Boulder. I was just around a bunch of other people that were musicians and had instruments lying around, and one day I tagged along to a music shop and went home with a harp.
There you go.
Yeah.
And was this in your angelic choir boy phase, in which maybe a harp would fit in nicely? Because you were in the Philadelphia Boys Choir.
Yeah, in the Philadelphia Boys Choir. That was when I was real little, though. I was from when I was just a little guy, between 9 and 13. That had a huge influence on kind of the way I sing. Subconsciously, I tend to do this more choral production where I layer a lot of the vocals and things like that. And then the harp just kind of wove itself in there really nicely.
And you've given great hope to at least one young man that I know who's in a boys' choir here in the Boston area, you know?
Really?
Wow, I can take it from, you know, Sunday mornings to, you know, take
to
it on
venue,
the road.
Yeah,
take it on the road. Give us an example from the new CD of that influence of your, you know, being in the choir when you were young.
One of the songs that really has that in it is a song called See Through Eyes. The vocals themselves are very stately and kind of layered.
Yeah. See Through Eyes. Let's listen. Did you like being in choir?
I did. I mean, it was my idea. I came back. I did, you know, elementary school choir, and my teacher kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, I think you should try out for this other choir in the city. And so I went home and convinced my mom to drive me into Philly and do the audition. And so it was something that I think I got really excited about, that I could see I was talented at it and I wanted to pursue it more. And so it was a great time for me. I got to travel the world with the choir, all to South Africa and Australia and Europe, and it's just a really great experience at a young age.
And that core experience of being in a choir, you know, we've talked about this on the program before. I'm just a huge fan of choirs, and that feeling of being, well, as my choir director called it, inside a ringing chord.
Yeah, it really is. And it was a chorus of 100 boys and then 50 men. So you had 150 voices just kind of layering out harmonies and things.
Well, then it must have been an interesting time in your house. Because here you are in the Philadelphia Boys Choir. But do I understand your dad was a hip-hop producer?
He was a sales rep for a hip-hop record label. The label was called Priority Records. They released a lot of the early controversial gangster rap, like N.W.A. and Tupac.
Did you meet artists through your
dad? I've met a few, yeah. I've met Dr. Dre. I met Eminem a while back, and Snoop. Started listening to a lot of that, and didn't really listen to much else, to be honest, for a long time. And I think that's kind of worked its way into a lot of the ways that I produce the drums and the rhythms that I use in some of the songs.
Give us an example of that from the new CD.
There's a song called Playing House on the album that has a real kind of hip-hop influence into the beats.
It's wild. I mean, it is as if a choir suddenly went hip-hop or something on you. Critics call this song, Playing House, a synth-pop love letter, an out-of-the-gate hit. Now, you thinking hit when you're writing it? What are you thinking?
No, not at all. I think I was just thinking, you know, this feels good. This feels right, you know?
Well, and that's a relationship that you're singing about and writing about and playing house. It doesn't last. Later on the CD, there's a Hanging On. It's a breakup ballad. But some critics that have reviewed this have commented on how mature it is. Where'd you get that? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Yeah. Where'd you get that maturity?
I don't know. I think that was a focus for me on the record, was to create something that had a little more sophistication to it, that naturally a lot of the songs are kind of personal reflections about some of my troubled relationships and stuff like that. And so I tended to have more of a mature, serious tone. Just
have there been that many troubled relationships?
It's mostly just one.
Okay, well, let's just be blunt. Okay, let's listen to a little of Hanging On. You know, you're attracting a lot of attention. The Washington Post calls Pat Grossi's new CD, You Are All I See, Active Child is the name he goes under. They call it beautiful, richly textured, ghostly, sacred, and clubby. People are going to be wondering more and more about things like your relationship. Your eyebrows just shut up like, yeah.
And I think a lot of that didn't dawn on me until we started to hit the road and having to play all these really personal songs every night.
We've talked on this program before about something that it seems would apply to you, that you come along at this wonderful time when the voice is so important. I mean, everything from Glee, you know, to all the reality shows, all
right.
The competitions,
right.
And this idea that, you know, singing is making its way back.
Yeah, it's something that I've become better at. You know, it's just like any other instrument. The more I sing, the more I tour, the more I sit down and write songs, the better singer I become. I think that's something that people can walk away from the show feeling like it sounded good and, you know, it was energetic and full of the same energy that the album has. So.
Oh, by the way, again, you name Pat Grossi, but you go by Active Child.
Yes.
Why? Were you one?
I think I was. Yeah, I was definitely an active child. My mom has a lot of stories about me growing up and running around with my little Fisher-Price microphone and singing songs. And
by the way, what music when you were a little kid? Because that would have been maybe 15 years ago.
It was mostly what my dad was playing in the house. The records that he had, old Bowie records and Peter Gabriel, the Eurythmics, Al Green, you know, lots of different artists that I still listen to this day that I think definitely have been kind of burned into my subconscious, and it tends to come out when I write.
Yeah. So Pat Grossi is the active child of all those artists that we just mentioned. His new debut CD is You Are All I See. For more, go to HereAndNow.org. Pat, thanks so much for coming, and good luck to you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.